The Hard Shoulder on News Talk.
With Nissan's big electric switch. Scrappage is now available on your old car when you switch to a 100% electric Nissan Leaf.
Now, Cystic Fibrosis Ireland are calling on the Health Minister to give greater vaccination prioritisation to people with cystic fibrosis, CF, who are at risk from COVID-19. Our reporter Barry White joins us. He's been looking into this. Currently, Barry, where are they on the priority list? When do they get the vaccine?
Hi, Ciarán. Good afternoon. Well, as of yesterday, over 120,000 people have been vaccinated in Ireland, with hundreds more people being vaccinated today. But when it comes to who is vaccinated first here, there is a priority list, as we know. So currently, the people who are being vaccinated are people aged 65 years and older, who are residents of long-term care facilities and staff in these facilities. Then it's frontline healthcare workers, followed by people aged 70 and over. So that's the first three categories. Category four is other healthcare workers who are not in direct patient contact. Category five is people aged between 65 and 69. And then category six is key workers. This includes workers in the food supply system, public and commercial transport, and other vital services. Now, category seven is people aged 18 to 64 with certain medical conditions. So this is where people with cystic fibrosis are on the list. So category seven, and the CEO of CF Ireland, Philip Watt, says they should be given greater priority.
I was really quite shocked, really. And the reason why is it's completely inconsistent with the list the HSE previously brought out. And it characterised people with CF as being at very high risk and high risk. Now, I think there's an argument that people with high risk can be in category seven, but those at very high risk, those who have transplants or waiting for transplants, those with very low lung function, they should be up there at category three, along with people over 70. And it's completely inconsistent that they're not there. And in fact, very high risk people are not mentioned at all in the category lists for vaccination at the minute.
So how important is it that this list changes sooner rather than later?
I think it has to change straight away. And it's not just for people with severe forms of cystic fibrosis, but there are other people at very high risk as well. Those who are getting chemotherapy, for example. Those who have other transplants, like kidney, heart transplants. Those with very severe lung disease, which isn't cystic fibrosis. So it's not just ourselves. Very high risk people have been identified and designated by the HSE, but they are just lumped in with everybody in category seven. They need to be prioritised because for many of them, if they get COVID-19, it could be a death sentence.
Barry, it's impossible not to feel sympathy for people in that situation. But let me play devil's advocate for a moment. I mean, everybody wants to move up the priority list. And if you move up, what you're really saying is someone else should move down.
Yeah, that's true, Ciarán. But I think the issue here is that on the HSE's priority list for the vaccine, the only very high risk group in category three is those aged over 70 years of age. So why can't people with cystic fibrosis or people who are undergoing chemotherapy or radiotherapy for cancer or anyone who is having any sort of cancer treatment or anyone who is awaiting a transplant or anyone on dialysis, why should they not also be put into that high risk category? Why should it just be over people over 70 years of age in that category? Cystic Fibrosis Ireland are not asking for any special treatment here. And across the border in the north, they also have a priority list for the vaccination rollout. And people with CF are actually in category three there. So if you live in Northern Ireland and you have cystic fibrosis, you're going to get the vaccination a lot, lot quicker. And Ciarán, I've been speaking to 34-year-old Billy O'Toole from County Mayo. Billy has cystic fibrosis and underwent a double lung transplant in 2010. And he has been telling me about the impact the pandemic has had on him.
At the age of 24, I was lucky enough to be transplanted and got a double lung transplant to get another chance at life. At the 3 months after transplants, I was unfortunate to catch the swine flu and I ended up in a coma for 7 days. Before that coma was a little little moment that I'll never forget, and it probably has me more scared now than it ever will. I was in the ICU before they were about to put me under, but they needed to make a few preparations first. And my lungs at the time, which I didn't know, were filling up with fluid. And I just felt, I turned to the nurse at one stage and I was like, this is just, I wish I could die. And I can only imagine that that's what happened to some COVID patients. COVID itself, the impact it has on me, I stopped working in March and I cocooned because it just wasn't safe. It really wasn't safe. And now I don't know, but it's not getting any better. It's really worrying at this stage. The thing I look at most, and I suppose I shouldn't be looking at it because it could drive a man crazy, but the numbers have drove me crazy. The reason that worries me is because I know if I go into hospital and I'm badly struck by COVID, I mean, it's just too scary. I would be afraid of dying.
And Billy, just speaking to you, you've had a double lung transplant. You tell me just how much you love life. Tell me why it is so important to you to get the vaccine and to get it sooner rather than later.
I mean, I've lived with CF for 34 years now, and lucky enough, I got a transplant 10 years ago. I have lived with CF. I have seen people die with CF. I have seen people struggle with CF and come out the other end. I've seen all sides. And to get put on a list of 15 and come seventh, be seventh on a list of vaccinations, I'm not saying that the people above us don't deserve it, but I think it needs to be addressed. So to be put seventh on a list of 15 is a bit insulting for a person with CF.
Yeah, God, Billy, having undergone swine flu so soon after it, what a blow that must have been. I understand as well, you've spoken to people with cystic fibrosis, Barry, who've actually contracted COVID.
Yeah, I have. And I think that is the biggest fear for someone with cystic fibrosis. They are very high risk, obviously, and there's no doubt about it. COVID-19 could kill someone with cystic fibrosis, especially someone with low lung capacity. And I suppose life for someone with CF during the pandemic has basically been months of cocooning since March. I've spoken to a few people with CF who have barely left their homes since March. They'll maybe go for a walk when there's nobody else around. But apart from that, the 1,400 people with cystic fibrosis in Ireland have been too afraid to socialise with anyone since this pandemic began. And Caroline Heffernan, who has cystic fibrosis and is from County Galway, contracted COVID along with her husband in October. And she says it is still impacting her health.
When I contracted COVID in October, it was actually terrifying. You know, as a person with CF, I'm very aware of the changes of my body when I have an infection. But this was like nothing else. The pain, the tiredness, and the unknown. I don't remember an awful lot of the initial 2 weeks, apart from the pain and the tiredness, and that I slept an awful lot. I would get up and do my CF treatments and maybe turn on the telly, and before I'd know it, it was kind of the doorbell was ringing and maybe dinner was being delivered, and I'd be asleep again. That was probably good, because my body was probably was fighting the virus. But the following month was quite difficult. I realised that I had chest infection after COVID, and I had to go on, I started on oral antibiotics in the hope that they would kick in, but I ended up having to have intravenous antibiotics and many trips to Dublin to get over the effects, the initial effects of COVID. The thing is, I also have post-COVID issues. So on the second day of COVID, I actually got a funny sensation in my right arm. And since then, my arm has been very weak and quite a lot of muscle pain. I also had what I can only describe as a mushy brain. That seems to be a little bit better. Well, I hope it is. And I had quite a high heart rate. And the exhaustion and fatigue is still with me. I was 2 months off work. I've gone back to work, but it's like I work part time and that's all I'm actually able for. I wouldn't be able to do full time work even over 2 months after COVID. So it has been quite a difficult experience. You know, people are asked, you know, are asking me, when am I getting the vaccination? Surely you're getting it soon, Caroline. And I mean, being seventh on the list is quite difficult. I mean, I do think that all people with that are medical vulnerable, not just people with CF, really do need to be prioritised on the list.
Barry, finally, carers of children with cystic fibrosis, where do they come on the priority list?
Well, Kieran, carers for children with CF are actually down near the bottom of the priority list. While children with cystic fibrosis cannot get the vaccine because they're too young, Pfizer's vaccine has been authorised for ages 16 and up, while Moderna's vaccine is currently authorised for ages 18 and up. And Bernie Marson from Dublin, who is the mother of 8-year-old Eva Rose, who has cystic fibrosis, says she actually falls under category 14 in the vaccination list, which is what me or you, Kieran, would fall under. Category 14 is people aged between 18 to 54 with no underlying condition. And Bernie says when the news of the vaccine was announced, it did give her some hope. But she says once she's seen the priority list, she says now when she's seen that she's so far down the list, it means there is no light at the end of the tunnel for her and her family.
Life during the pandemic, I suppose, has been very uninteresting in the sense that we've had to take it extremely seriously and follow health guidelines to the letter because we have to do everything we can, everything in our power to protect her. Because, you know, the fear is greater when you've got somebody in the household with a chronic underlying illness like cystic fibrosis. And a child at that, you know, you just want to do everything in your power to protect them. So we've done very little over the last year. And as I'm Eva's carer, I suppose I've kind of taken it upon myself to cocoon for the most part because she relies on me for all of her care. I organise all of her medications. I'm handling all of her breathing equipment. So I really can't afford to get sick because if I do, who cares for her?
Now, Bernie, I've been speaking to people with cystic fibrosis who believe they should be more prioritised when it comes to the vaccine rollout. But your daughter is actually too young to get the vaccine. And you yourself have no idea when you'll be able to get the vaccine. Is that right?
It's not even a case that I think carers should be higher up the vaccination list. I just would like to see carers on it. I find it hard to believe that they don't feature on it at all. I was quite amazed, to be perfectly honest, that we didn't feature on it at all. And because I'm 40 years of age and thankfully have my health, and I'm so grateful for that, that means that I'm in the 14th group. The difficulty I have with that is that while I absolutely agree frontline workers and medically vulnerable people have to be way further up the list than me, I don't think that I'm the same as another parent who has perfectly healthy children at home. I have absolutely no other way currently of protecting my child other than to get vaccinated myself. I wish she could get vaccinated. I wish we all could. But at the minute, there's absolutely no light at the end of the tunnel for us because she's a long way off receiving a vaccine. And currently, unfortunately, I am too.
Barry, listen, thanks a million for putting all of that together. First, Barry White, our own reporter there on the plea from Cystic Fibrosis Ireland to be moved up the vaccine pecking order. We have been in contact with the Department of Health. They say their priority is to first vaccinate and protect directly the most vulnerable amongst us. That is those most likely to have a poor outcome if they contract the virus. While they say the allocation groups may be updated where necessary in the future when more vaccines become available.
The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.